Karboni Bedalis. That a Nozir and Leviim have no way of bringing a Karbon Bedalis. There's no two type of Karbonis they bring. There's one general Karbon every Nozir has to bring, or old Leviim had to bring. Mashienke Tiyama B'Mitzayra. When a Mitzayra brings his Karbon, She Karboni Bedalis. He has a choice. Like Tosis says, Ela carbon kavua ben aniyim ben ashirim tiyama b'mitzayra shimaniyu maybe tiparim. By a mitzayra it depends. If you're poor, you can't afford to bring the animals, you have a hetzer to bring birds. So you see, by a mitzayra, the Torah was maker by a mitzayra. That if he can't afford to bring an animal, he has a right to bring birds. So maybe, since the Torah was maker by their kabonis, maybe who did the Torah is maker by his mitzvah, tigalachas, is lav davka betar. Maybe they don't have to use a razor. They could use anything. So you can't learn out mitzvah from a nazir and from a levium, because those two things have a chumrah that their korban is kavua. But a mitzvah changes whether you're poor or rich. So maybe the Torah wasn't makbid by him to have a tar. So this the Gemara answers, Oma le rava, bar mishashi le rava.
Yeah.
This is one question. Now we ask another question. Amalei Rava by Mashash and Rava. I have another question now. Hai Tano Mikara Omar Lalamda Mimitsari Yafsha. Shein Donin Kal Michoimer Lahachmer Olof. At the beginning of the Braisa before, on Daf Lametesim Abayz, here when we're talking about Tar, we ask the question, how do we know that by a Nozer even, he has to use a Tar, a razor, for his mitzvah to Galachas? So the Mara here said, and don't think to learn it out from the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is Muhammad. So you can't learn out Nazar from Mitzvah. So here Mashmah the Tana held that a Mitzvah has to use a Tara razor. That's Pshita. That we know someplace by itself that a Mitzvah has to use a razor. And the question is, can you learn out a Nazir from a Mitzvah? So he's saying, no, you can't learn out Nazar from a Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is Muhammad. That's what the Bryce, the Tana said over here. And now our whole Gemara is saying just the opposite. The Hodarama, and now the Gemara says, Nelef Medina. Now the Gemara is asking the question, and by a Mitzvah itself, really, how do we know that a Mitzvah has to use a tar? How do we know he has to use a razor? We don't know. By the Pasha of Mitzvah doesn't say, but either we're learning it out now from a Nazir. So what's going on here? Like first he said, learn out Nazir from Mitzvah. And now we're saying, by Mitzvah Gufa, we don't know that you have to use a tar. So we want to use a kavu, we want to learn it out. They live Medina. Or Medina Nami La Yalef. And we can't even learn out Mitzvah from Nazir. Because you have a pircha. A Nazir has lechem, a Mitzvah doesn't have lechem. So what's going on here? First the Tana said, Mitzvah's treatment needs a tar. And now we don't even know where's the Makar to say it. The Gemara answers, Omalei, Hahu Ali B'the Rabbonin, before the price was going according to the Rabbonin Shita. And Ho Ali B'the Rabbi Eliezer. Here we're going now according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That what the Tanam, we learned like this. V'yeinu Chayiv Ad She'laktenu B'tar. Yoni Chayiv, if you cut off your hair, your payas, with a razor. He's going on, your payas. Like Tosfos said, the Tanam, the Perek Basra, the Makis. By the payas of your beard, by the regular payas over here, is the inchayiv bashchosos payas zokin ben kahanim ben yisrael mashid leno betar. Oh no, pas zokin lad after the head means of the beard. There are five payas to the beard. There's the two sides over here, a little further down too, and there's the chin. There are five points by the beard itself. So what? That there's a lav not to use a tar, not to use a razor. So, Rav Lezer says, you're not only chayiv for using a razor, for shaving with a razor, but if you pull out a hair from your beard, also you're chayiv. Says the Tanam, without the Mishnah, Gemara Makis, v'yein chayiv ad shilakteinu betar. The Tanakama says, you're only chayiv by your beard if you cut it off with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer, why my feel licked him lakit over hitni? Even if you pull out the hairs with the tweezers, is also chayiv. That's the machlekes over there. So more stuff like this now. My tamayu, what's the machlekes tolin? So my tamayu, what's the machlekes tolin? The my tamayu, the rabbonin. What's the svar in the rabbonin? that they say the issur of shaving is only with a razor. But to pull out the hair, that's mutter. How do they know this? Tetanya we learned. Ziknoi. The pasuk says ziknoi. It says the word ziknoi like you have to shave off your beard by a mitzvah. It says it by a mitzvah. When he becomes tor, he has to shave off all his hair and even his beard also. So Shiloh is matam alayma. Why does the pasuk have to say it separately? Like it already said already, the pasuk says by a mitzvah, so he brings down, it says, Fohoya b'yer mashvi, yigaleach es kol sarai. The pasuk says by a mitzvah on the seventh day, you have to shave off all your hair. So it says kol sarai. Then the pasuk says, es roishai, the hair of your head, v'yes tekanai, the hair of your beard. So the question is, v'aloi b'chlal kol sarayhu, v'lom aporaz zig tekanai. When it says to shave off all your hair, it means your beard also. So why does the pasuk have to speak out clearly your beard also? That's the kasha. Zikonoi matam loyma. So Gemara answers the fish. Shenem, because the pasuk says another place in Vayikra, upas zikonam loyigalechu. It says by a kohen he's not allowed to shave off his beard. Upas zikonam means the path, means the end of your beard. There are five ends to a beard. Is loyigalechu. You're not allowed to cut it off. Yochos, I would have thought if so, afilo mitzorah kain, maybe even when this kain is a mitzorah, he also can't shave off his beard. His Talmud Lime is a kanai. That's why the Pasuk says no zakanai. That even though usually you're not allowed to shave off your beard, but when you're a mitzorah, now there's a special mitzvah to shave off all your hair of your body, so you're allowed to shave off your beard also. And even with a razor. Uminola and debitar, how do we know the mitzvah of a mitzorah is to use the dafka tar? To use a razor. The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, "Upas akonim lo yigalechu," that you're not allowed to cut off your beard. Upas akonim, the past your beard, lo yigalechu, you can't cut it off. So yochol afilo gilcha b'misparayim yechayif. Maybe lo yigalechu means even using the scissors. Maybe you can't even use the scissors on your beard. You're not allowed to cut your beard at all. Talmud Leima, this no, the pasuk says, another pasuk says, Loi Tashchis, that you can't destroy it. Destroy it, Mashra, means from the roots. You're destroying it, cutting it very, very close, like a razor does, that's called destroying it. But if you only use the scissors, that's not called destroying the hair. That's only called cutting the hair. So Yochel, if you dash in the pasuk Tashchis, destroying, maybe I would have thought, Likta v'malakad v'hitna yechayiv, maybe then you're not allowed to use the tweezers to pull out the hair of your beard. Because if you pull out the hair, you're also destroying the beard. So maybe that's also the chlav aloi tashchis, not to pull out the beard. Talmud Leima, that's why the other pasuk says no. Upas akonim leigalechu. The other pasuk says that the aver is cutting off your beard. So chud is a stira. Is the issa hashchasa, destroying, or is the issa cutting? So that we answer yes, you need both. Hakeitzad. That a zehu giluach sheyesh by hashchasa, what's called the cutting that has hashchasa, that has a destruction, destroying, have yoy mezetar, that's a razor. That you only, the avera by your beard is only using a razor. It means if you cut very close with a cutting, that's the avera to use a razor. So the shaul exactly is, what exactly is the heter to use a shaver? Why a shaver? Some people hold this mutter to use a shaver. Because a chur, a shaver does the same thing. A shaver is called ashchasa, it goes very close to the skin. And the chur is also called the geluch, it's called cutting. So what heter they say, Ramesh is supposed to say, Ramesh is supposed to say, that the heter is that a shaver is not called geluch. It's not called cutting. It like mushes the hair. Like you see, when you empty, you clean out the shaver, it's not pieces of hair, it's like mush. Now that's not called geluch. In other words, by a beard, the issur is, it has to be a geluach, it has to be cutting it off, but very, very close. So even though a shaver goes very, very close, but that's not called cutting. It's one heter. Because a tar, knows there has to be something like a tar that cuts. That's why some people, they want to test the razor, the shaver, to see if it's kosher or not. What you're supposed to do is supposed to take the blades and see if you cut a piece of paper. How sharp the blades are. And some blades are very dull, because it's not a glue, it's not called the blades are cutting the hair, it's like a grinding it more, it's like grinding the hair. Grinding is not called geluach. Geluach means cutting. if the blades are very sharp that it could cut a piece of paper, then it's a shayla. Well, another achronim want to say it doesn't go that close.
But
yeah. Gemara says now, Mimai, who tells you this? So what you want to say now is, this is the proof to say, you see by a mitzvah that the mitzvah of a mitzvah is to use a tar, is to use a razor. And that's why you need this special pasuk of ziknoi. In other words, I would have thought to say that a mitzvah is not allowed to shave off his beard because there's an aveira. Kamashmul and ziknoi know that by a mitzvah has a mitzvah to shave off his beard. So what do we need a pasuk for? It has to be because the only time there's a mitzvah is to use a tar, to use a razor. And if you use a razor on your beard, usually that's an aveira. So I would have thought maybe mitzvah is not allowed to do it. That's why I need the pasuk to konoi to teach me that a nazir is not allowed to, that the mitzvah of a nazir is to use a tar, is to use the razor, but still it's mutter for a mitzvah. So Melo, this first braisa before that said that you can't learn out nazir from a mitzvah, which is mashma by a mitzvah, he understood the needs a tar. That's this man the yom over here. That goes according to the rabbanim, that the rabbanim say by a mitzvah the mitzvah is to use a tar. And that's why I need the pasuk to konai. So Mela, from the Rabbanan Shrita, we see that he knows the Mitzvah needs a tar, needs a razor. Now the Gemara says, no, even from the Rabbanan, how do you know that? Mimai, Dilma may be Yerlam really I feel lit of a Malakar of Hitni. Nami Mitzvah covered. Maybe by a Mitzvah he has a choice. Maybe if a Mitzvah wants to just use a tweezer and pull out his hair, maybe he's also Mekayim the Mitzvah. For Kosi, aye, what do we need the pasuk then ziknei for? Let him just pull out his hair. What do we need the pasuk for? Like pulling out your hair is mutter. So what does the Torah have to say specially, zikonoi? For akosel hashminon, ti afilu betar lo mechayv alei. That like it's up to the mitzvah, he has a choice. It just comes to teach you that if a mitzvah wants to use a razor, he's allowed to. In other words, maybe really a mitzvah does not have to use a razor. Maybe he could be mekayim the mitzvah by pulling off his hair. Just if a nazir wants to use a razor, that's what the pasuk is teaching me that he's allowed to. So again, we don't know yet that a nazir has to use a tar. So Mora says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Amri, I'll tell you, if you're going to tell me that if a mitzvah, it could be the kindest mitzvah of just pulling out his hair, just pulling out his beard, says, so then, lishna kraminei, the Torah should be quiet. V'anu amin, and I would learn out. Oma gabi nozah di yisura. Covid, afilu hochi mechayiv, hocha de mitzvah lekol shchein. Like I would have known to say the madach by a nozir, that he's doing a ksas issa. When a nozir becomes a nozir we have before, it's called a ksas choyta. He's doing something wrong. Afilu hochi mechayiv. Still, the mitzvah of a nozir is to use a tar. So hocha by a mitzvah, that there's no aveira involved, there's only doing a mitzvah. Le'kol shchein, shun for sure, that I should know he could use a tar. That's one svara. If you're going to tell me now that a mitzvah could use a tweezers, so then in svara I would know we could also use a tar. That's one way.